This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been a busy year for worker organizing. More than 500,000 workers went on strike at some point in 2023. Among them, auto workers, Kaiser nurses, and actors, groups that went on strike and won big wage gains. Now, the unionization movement is making its way to higher elevations, like at ski resorts in the Mountain West. Matt Bloom from Colorado Public Radio reports ski patrollers see unionizing as a way to carve out a life in expensive resort towns.
Jake Miller grew up a skier. When on the mountain as a kid, he would watch out for patrollers dashing around on high-stakes rescue missions. So when he got old enough last year, he applied to join the ski patrol ranks at Eldora Mountain Resort in Boulder County, Colorado.
I love it. It's the most amazing job I've ever done.
He loves being able to help people in emergencies, and the job can be thrilling. He even learned how to handle explosives to prevent avalanches. But finding housing in a resort town can be impossible. Miller's job pays $18 an hour in a community where the median home price hovers around $1 million. So he has to live a couple towns away.
Driving an hour to and from work each day, which, of course, puts wear and tear on the vehicle and the gas expenditure.
Miller wants patrolling to be a career. He asked for a raise, but when it didn't happen, he and other patrollers went another route.
It doesn't seem like the one-to-one relationship with our employer is really getting us results. And I think collective bargaining is a more transparent and unified way to have a seat at the table.
The union vote will take place this winter. If it goes through, they would join the United Ski Patrols of America. The union has seen its membership double over the past 5 years to nearly 1,000 members across the U.S. That swell has a lot to do with the higher cost of housing and other expenses these days, says Aaron Hatton, a labor researcher at the University of Buffalo.
They're no longer accepting those old terms of we'll pay you in fun. We'll pay you in, well, this is just something you would do anyway or that you love.
That's a shift in thinking that Hatton is seeing playing out in all kinds of seasonal adventurous jobs.
They're asking for more and they're using union organizing drives to get it, whether it's in terms of wages, whether it's in terms of recognition and respect, whether it's in terms of safety protections or all of the above.
The National Ski Areas Association says it respects workers' rights to organize, but many of the resorts have pushed back. In a statement, managers from Eldora said they offer competitive pay and are trying to address issues like understaffing. At Purgatory Resort in Southwest Colorado, General Manager Dave Rathbun was initially against unionization. Ski patrollers there voted to unionize last year and negotiated a pay boost. Now Rathbun admits hiring is easier.
It still shows me that people will value this lifestyle and they're going to try the best they can to make it work.
Patrollers say unionizing gives them a stronger voice when talking to big corporations that own many resorts. At Breckenridge, which is owned by one of the country's biggest resort companies, Vail Resorts, patrollers and lift operators are now in their second winter season under a contract. Ski patroller Ryan Deneen says staff can now earn up to $32 an hour. That's a record high, but it's still not enough for many to live in the community without assistance.
I live in town subsidized housing. My children go to subsidized daycare, and that's a part of what I think is a flaw in this entire mountain industry.
The resort started funding more affordable workforce housing. Deneen says that's a step toward keeping patrollers, which is important when they're trained in medical trauma care and avalanche prevention.
Those aren't skills that can be honed over a year or two. I've been here for 12 years now, and I feel like maybe I'm just starting to get it.
And he'd like to keep working on the mountain for another decade, as long as he can afford it. I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.